Today's going to be a whole lot better tomorrow.
And yet, were you a little nervous there, that final 58.1?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, you need your big-time players to make plays, and that's what happened on our game-winning goal. You know, we caught him on a 3-on-2, and, you know, we had a great mid-lane drive by Sheehy, and Rem put it right on the tape, and Justin finished, and, you know, I thought we were doing a good job then, and we took, you know, couldn't help but think, well, this is like a carbon copy of last night, 2:24:30, and they're going to pull their goalie, and we had done a good job then. Then we take the penalty. It's like, you got to be kidding me. And but you know, our seniors did a good job, Kloos and Vinny and Bish out there, and then we had a big save, and you got to have that in a moment like that too.
What was going through your head when Vinny had to make that save?
You know, it's kind of going in slow motion, and it looks like it's going in, and then, you know, he reached back and was able to get it right out. It looked like it was about on the goal line. But, you know, that's what he's out there for. You know, you have confidence in him and his ability to, you know, with his skating ability to get to areas and get to pucks. And, you know, Vinny's had a terrific year. I mean, he's probably our most improved player this year and is just having a fantastic senior year.
What did you like about Justin Kloos' goal? I mean, it's something he seems to do game after game.
Yeah, I mean, it was just mentioned. It was a great play, and it was a quick release. You know, he caught it and released it in a hurry, and that was, you know, didn't allow the goalie to get out and get set and challenge him. And it was a great shot, you know, low stick side. It's a hard save to make.
How important is it for that center drive on those rushes? It seems to happen to different guys all
yeah,
the time.
I mean, everybody practices it. You see it. It's part of the game now. You know, the old days of trailing, it's not there as much because people do such a great job back checking now compared to maybe 10 years ago and take away the middle of the rink. So you got to push the D down and create some space. And, you know, the right guys had the puck in that situation. And, you know, it was a hard fought game. I thought, you know, all of our lines did what we asked them to do tonight. And, you know, defensively, we didn't give up a 5-on-5. We gave up 1 on the weekend, which is real positive for us. And did enough to win. It was an important win for us, obviously, in the scheme of things and nationally and in the Big Ten. And, you know, another 3 out of 4 segment, what we talked about, trying to win 3 out of 4 and put us in good shape. And it's been a tough run here. But that was a throwback game. It was a hard-fought game, like we expect from Minnesota, Wisconsin.
How do you feel about your power play?
You know, some good, some bad. There's areas that we have to get better at, and we scored an important goal tonight, but in general, I think, you know, we could have a little bit better puck movement tonight.
Wisconsin makes it pretty hard on you.
Yeah, they're a good penalty killer. Yeah, they're a good penalty killing team, and they do a good job of blocking shots, and, you know, both our goaltenders played well this weekend. I mean, they were the team, I thought. They're, you know, pretty deep up front, and they're getting quality goaltending, and, you know, their special teams have been really good. And, you know, they scored 2 in the power play tonight. They got some highly skilled guys to put out there.
It was a very emotional weekend. Any concern there might be a hangover that would go into next week?
No, I mean, I think the guys, you get in, you know, we turn the page at February, we'll probably give our guys a day off this week. I mean, it's been a tough run here, and we talked about we haven't had a weekend off here the second half. So, you know, it's especially with Smutula out, some of our, there's about 4 or 5 forwards that are playing a lot of minutes right now. And so we'll last week, you know, we let him play Sheeny hockey on Monday and practice the rest of the week. But I think this week, this probably will work on Monday, have an hour of practice, and then take Tuesday off and try to get him refreshed and ready to go back to practice on Wednesday as we head to Michigan.
What did you like about Connor Riley's play tonight? He seemed fast.
Yeah, I thought Connor played a better game tonight. I thought he was way more involved. I think some other guys did, too. And I thought Norderman had his best game as a Gopher tonight. I thought he was noticeable. He made plays. And we had to have that. We knew it was going to be a 4-line game, and, you know, we had some matchups that we pretty much followed throughout. And, you know, you had to win your matchup or stay neutral. So the positive for me is that, you know, we didn't give up a 5-on-5 goal.
What kind of change with having, like, the home ice and the last change and having to match up?
Well, it's always an advantage. You know, it depends. You know, I'm not sure when we were there, they played it much differently, you know, with strength on strength, and that's what most teams do at our level. And you want to put your best guys out against their best players.
Wisconsin scored a goal in the final minute of the second period, kind of just control the second period in the 4 games against you.
Yeah.
Did you say anything to your guys after it? Or?
Well, yeah, I did. I mean, there was an emphasis in our meeting today that they, you know, dominated us in second periods on the scoreboard. And, was an emphasis, but, you know, they scored a couple power play goals. But I talked about, you know, they scored the last few seconds of the second, but we did in the first. And, you know, they responded in the second. We had to respond in the third. I mean, you know, that's part of it. You take a punch, you got to punch back. And you win the third period. And fortunately for us, we did.
What role did speed play tonight, and will it play moving on?
Well, speed is always an issue. I mean, in hockey, I mean, you that quick transition. I mean, the winning goal was a prime example of that. That we broke out on the rush and make good quick plays, and you know, you have to have speed in order to do that.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks.